Hey, happy new year, everybody. It is time now on this Wednesday morning for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And boy, I tell you what, standing by, we've got realty expert Caitlin Soley in the studio. We'll talk with her right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you moved to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine. Or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, realty expert Caitlin Soley is in the house. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was going to ask you how your Christmas went, but apparently it could have went better.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really have a Christmas. I ended up getting sick and it put me out. And then it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you don't want to go around family and older, you know, grandma's grandpa, stuff like that. So yeah, I ended up just staying home and sleeping on my couch.
Well, that just sucks.
It does. It ended up being the perfect timing though, because that like that week between Christmas and New Year's is honestly one of like the slowest weeks in real estate.
Sure,
so it was
sure.
the perfect time for me to just be out and not have to worry about it.
Recharge a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, how about New Year's? Did you guys do anything special for New Year's Eve?
I feel like I'm at an awkward age where I don't want to go out. I think we were in bed by 10:30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You sound like me. Actually, I stayed up till about 12:30.
Okay.
I did make it late. Well, past midnight anyway.
Yeah.
But we had a house full of people for 10 days. So when you've got kids and dogs and people running around, it's easier to stay up a little bit later
on.
Yeah, it was
a different year for me. We just ended up going out to eat. We went to Chara's.
Oh.
It's one of my favorite restaurants here in town.
Yep.
But yeah, we just went out to eat with some friends and then we were in bed by 10:30.
So. Wow. The exciting life.
But the good thing is I felt good the next day then.
Well, that's all the good thing. Yeah. And you know what? That time to recharge, I wouldn't have minded that time either, whether you're sick or not. But all right, let's talk about realty stuff. That's why you're here. Okay, now say I talk with you or you're representing me or whatever, and I'm selling my house. And it's been on the market, say, for 30, 40 days, whatever, and it's not selling. And I call you up and I say, Caitlin, what's the deal? My house isn't selling. Now what? Why is this happening? Am I supposed to panic? Am I supposed to freak out? Or is this just the way it goes?
You know, yeah, let's talk about that. So with the new year, a lot of times sellers and their agents will have a contract that expires at the end of the new year.
Okay.
So January 1st, we saw a lot more expireds happening, which is normal, but that means that those homes were sitting on market and those sellers were probably feeling frustrated and disappointed on why their house didn't sell. So there are some factors on why it might not have sold. Again, every situation is different and it really does depend on the market. You know, when interest rates went up, it was a weird time where homes might have been priced a certain amount and then interest rates go up and maybe it was too high at that point. So then the house sat. So there's a lot of different situations. We do see a lot of price reductions, but ultimately, you know, listen to your realtor's advice. If they tell you like, hey, the market's changing, let's lower the price, listen to them and try it out. But let's go into some of the problems that might have occurred. So the first one is we see a lot of sellers, you know, they have their own life too.
Sure.
And they have limited access for showings. So if that was something that maybe you did, and like, I understand, like, people have life, they work from home, all that stuff. But if you weren't flexible with showings, you might have missed out on potential buyers who wanted to see it.
Right.
But timing didn't work out, so they missed that opportunity.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, ultimately, like, minimal access equals minimal exposure. So we always tell our sellers, like, we want to help out, too. If we need to go over and get pets out of the house, or we want to help out no matter what. So we try to just say, you know, be open with showings. Let us help you out if we need to get pets out of the house, kids out of the house, anything like that. We're here to help because we do see a lot of people are traveling here on the weekends.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have family over or whatnot and you say, sorry, we can't have our house shown this weekend, you're missing out on those.
Right. Buyers. How are you going to sell your house if nobody can look at it?
Exactly.
And I have heard the stories from other realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway. You know what? The kitchen flooring needed to be redone before we could show. I went and did it. Their dogs needed to be taken. I went and did it. That's just part of the norm for you guys.
It is. Yeah. We're here to help out. That's why we're here. And yeah, we do have, you know, even agents in my office, even myself, like I've gone over and snowplowed driveways before a showing because the house is vacant and the sellers don't live there anymore. Mm-hmm. And I went over and snowplowed just to make sure that we could get those buyers in that house for a showing. So we're here to help. Just try to be as flexible as you can. So if you weren't flexible, that could have been a reason that you missed out on buyers and they went and looked at other homes. So that's the first one. The next one is, did you make your house stand out? And, you know, there's that saying that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So we always tell our sellers, like, making sure the exterior of your house looks good, good curb appeal, everything like that, because those pictures online are the first picture you see is the exterior of the house. And that is, you know, nowadays people are looking online first. They're seeing those pictures. Sure. If it doesn't look very good, they're probably skipping it and going to the next house. So we really try to say, make sure the exterior of your house looks good, but also the interior of the house as well. So just making sure that you're removing personal items, decluttering. It's really distracting when you walk in a house and it's full of stuff. And you can't even see the room you're looking at all the stuff. So we try to tell our sellers that. And then, you know, if it was maybe a rental or something like that, just making sure that you're trying to freshen up the paint, scuffs, stuff like that. Pets, cleaning up after your pets too.
So, especially if you got cats.
I know there's, you know, you're kind of like blind to the smell of your house. That's what we're here for. Like ask your realtor to come over. If we tell you in a nice way that, hey, your house does have a pet smell, don't take it offensively. Pets, they have a smell. So.
Yeah. I mean, dogs smell like dogs. Cats can smell like cats. It doesn't mean they're peeing all over your house. It just, they have their own odor too.
It is. Yep. So that's something that we always talk about too, you know, just cleaning everything like that. Another one that I always like to say too, if you have awkward spaces in your house, like maybe little corners or nooks and stuff, try to stage it so that buyers can picture like what could go in that space. Because a lot of times, you know, if a house has two different areas that look like it could be a living room, they're going to be like, well, what would we do with this one? And if it doesn't make sense to them, they might not want the house. So try to, in a way, stage your house in those awkward spaces.
Okay.
So that's that one. And then the next one is, this one's probably the most important one, is did you price your home right?
Right. That's usually...
That's like the number one.
Okay.
Yeah. So overpricing your home really can turn off potential buyers. They're looking on Zillow.com, Realtor.com, and they're, you know, they have a set price range in their mind with bedrooms, bathrooms. So they're looking at all of that. And if they see your house is way overpriced compared to other ones they're looking at, why would they go look at yours? They're going to go look at the other ones. So kind of just making sure you're listening to your realtor's advice. If you're going for sale by owner, this is probably a huge issue too, just because you don't have a realtor to get that advice for. So honestly, just making sure that you're listening to the advice, pricing it right. And then another thing too is when buyers come and do showings at your house, we have a system that will ask agents to fill out feedback so they can... You know, then you know exactly like when someone goes and looks at your house, what is the feedback? Is it priced too much? Was something wrong in the house? You know, you can kind of get that feedback
and make
changes.
Yep.
So that's pretty much the big one there is just listen to your realtor and take their advice. Don't be stubborn. I know some of us have a price range in our head on what we want to sell it for, but in reality, that your home is only worth what someone is willing to pay for.
Absolutely. Now, have you been in this predicament? I mean, I know you're still kind of new at this, but have you had to say to somebody, you know what, I think your house is priced a little too high from the research we've done? And if you have done that, how hard is it? Because that would be hard for me to do.
It is hard. And, you know, as agents, we take a lot of time to go. We take photos and we're doing everything to get it up and listed. We're running ads for marketing and everything like that. And it can be very frustrating when sellers aren't listening to your advice, but then they're also like getting frustrated because the house isn't selling. I know in small towns too, it's really hard because you want top dollar for your house, but small towns are a little bit harder to sell too. So yeah, it can be hard. It happens to me. I had one where the seller, they were like, well, if it doesn't sell, I'll just rent it out. So I don't know if the motivation was really there. So that can be another one too that we run into. If the motivation isn't there, they don't really care to listen to your feedback. So we just kind of go with it. We do the best as we can to educate and
So this last week we had the freakiest weather. with the ice storms. And, I mean, it took me 2 days, 3 days, and a ton of salt, if you could find any, to get back down to my concrete. Well, then when the sun came out and it started to thaw, it made it worse. It was like looking at one of those. I try to tell people that didn't see it, like the gas fire pits you can put in your yard or on your deck with the glass in it.
Yep.
That's what it looked like everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, driveways, sidewalks, yards, everything. Was it a lot harder to show a house? And you can't just say, well, look at all this ice on the driveway. We got to go take care of that right now. You can't just take care of it right now. How much of a pain in the butt can that be for a realty expert?
It can be really hard. I know I went to a small town 2 weeks ago after all the snow, mm-hmm. and these homes were vacant, so nothing was plowed.
Oh, boy.
My car got stuck in the driveway, shame on me. I thought that I could have made it because there was another car parked there. I should not have gone for it, so my car got stuck. Even going up the steps, everything was snowed in, and the couple that I was showing were older.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, this is not happening to me. Like, I do not want them to fall and get hurt on
my
watch.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to go over to the neighbors and ask for a shovel, and it was really frustrating. But yeah, showing homes with that ice and snow, it can be really hard. So just making sure that if you're not living there, you're hiring a service or getting neighbors to help mm-hmm. plow that snow and ice.
So as your husband say, well, you know, gee, Caitlin, you are have so much experience at shoveling. Why don't you take care of our sidewalk?
So, no, he actually enjoys shoveling and snow plowing and everything like that. So I lucked out there.
Really?
Yeah.
He enjoys it.
He enjoys it. Yeah. Mowing, everything like that.
Can I give you my address? Yeah. I have 5.5 acres. He can come and mow whenever he wants.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. He finds it fun. He just puts on a podcast and goes out there and does
yeah,
it. So.
Yeah. I'd even give him a couple of beers. How about that? So if your house isn't selling right away, the main thing is to listen to your realty expert. It might not be that your price too high. There could be any of these other things like you're talking about. You know, your first impression, that's huge. But the main thing is don't get frustrated. Don't panic. Talk to your real estate expert. That's what you guys are there for. Come up with a plan B if you have to.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, if your house did expire with the new year, a lot of people will re-sign a new contract, mm-hmm. put it back on the market. It's fresh and new again. And some things that you can do this winter, if you are going to be listing your home this winter to get ready, is fix anything in your house that's broken or that needs repairs, because buyers are going to get a home inspection most likely, and they're going to request that anyway. Take down personal items, declutter your house, make every room have a purpose in your house. Replacing light bulbs, making sure every light bulb matches. I know sometimes you can get the brighter ones and the warmer ones. Make sure they all match. Clean, clean, clean. Like I said, touch up scuffs on walls. And another thing I like to say to my sellers is go on Zillow, go on Realtor.com, look at pictures of homes and see what they're doing inside of their house. What does their pictures look like? How decluttered is their house? How clean is it? And that'll give you a good indicator on what maybe you should do with your house.
Wow, I learned something new again. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Soley?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can text or call me anytime.
All right, and you will be back on Friday morning?
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your realty expert, Caitlin Soley. That is your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast, your Wednesday edition. She'll be back again Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Till then, everybody, have yourself a great day.